Miami-Dade County Commissioners voted yesterday to extend the 836 Expressway south by about 14 miles beyond the urban development boundary and along the edge of the Everglades. WLRN's Kate Stein has details.
The extension will provide people in the Kendall area an alternative way to reach 836 and get to downtown Miami. Commissioner Joe Martinez lives in Southwest Dade. He says the extension will significantly reduce the time people there spend stuck in traffic.
Quality of life will improve.
The decision disappointed many people who are worried about protecting the Everglades from urban sprawl. Laura Reynolds is with Friends of the Everglades and the Hold the Line Coalition.
This doesn't help our future sustainability. This is something that we will regret for decades and decades to come.
The extension is legally required not to interfere with projects in the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan. That doesn't mean it won't impact the Everglades. Miami-Dade's Environmental Resources Director said he doesn't think the highway will affect drinking water wellfields, but, he says, it will have some impact on wetlands. The county and the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority have agreed to purchase and preserve land to try to offset negative consequences of the extension. The project still has to clear several permit reviews. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
For years, many people who live in downtown Miami were hoping to see the plug pulled on a major annual music festival, and yesterday they got their wish. The City of Miami Commission unanimously voted down a contract for the Ultra Music Festival for 2019. As it stands, the popular and raucous music festival will not be taking place at Bayfront Park in downtown Miami next year. The festival has drawn criticism from some locals for loud music and for restricting access to Bayfront Park. Ultra organizers say they hope a deal can be struck in the future. Michelle Obama will be in Miami today along with some celebrity guests to encourage Floridians to get to the voting booth in November. The event is being held at the University of Miami. The former First Lady recently launched a nonpartisan organization called When We All Vote, aimed at increasing participation in elections. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.